All right, well, this was Saturday, April 23rd, 2022, and we've just seen an exciting match between Darby and Sigma, both opening up their season. First game of the season in the League One Ontario, and it ended in a 0-0 tie. And I have head coach of Darby, Jens Kramer, here to, first question, we'll talk about his thoughts on tonight's game.
Hello, Robin. Very nice to see you again. I thought it was a good night for us, Darby, and also for Cigna. Cigna's a quality program. They've been around for a number of years. They produce many good players. They have a very good game model and a system of play, and we knew that. And whatever players they bring in, they're good footballers. It's the route they want to take. We've been in existence since 2018. And this is my first tenure in this position here. So for sure, we wanted to have a good result. And I was happy at the end of the night. I was content with the result that we had. I thought we created some very good chances. So did they. But at the end of the night, on balance, happy and content.
It looked like there was a lot of casualties out there with injuries away from the ball and that. Is that a concern? Or have you seen the guys after? Is everyone okay?
Everyone was okay. Yes, there were a lot of necessary substitutions that had to be made tonight. Game fitness, we're not there yet. So we're still working towards that, and that's the issue for us right now.
Okay. And how about tonight's crowd? If you could keep that up. I thought it was about 250 people.
Yeah, I think that was fantastic. And that's something we've been really trying to do, especially with the new teams that are coming into the league.
Yes.
Electric City, they had a great result in Guelph the other night, and with their supporters and with Simcoe coming in. So we're trying to do that here as well. And we have had crowds like this occasionally in the past.
Yeah.
We want to make it a consistent venture. So we do have individuals that are involved with our fundraising and our community outreach programs. So we're looking to continue with that.
Okay. And we've known each other since your days with North York Rockets. And so after that, you know, what you've done as a school teacher and that, but the more in your coaching career after your days and when you got in with Darby.
Yes, we have known each other for many years. And I've been involved with this club because my local hometown club here, where my children have grown up and played and progressed through. It's close to home. I have had great opportunities to be involved with the CSA and with the NTC program for a while. I learned a lot there. I had some great mentor coaches, as well as some of the older, more experienced gentlemen at the high school where I was at for the last 27 years. I stayed at Pickering High School there. It was just a fantastic sports group. And there, the nuances of the X's and the O's, yes, but more importantly, dealing with the different personalities of the individuals that you're dealing with, because you want to get the best out of everybody, and some need more guidance than others. Others are very good on their own. So just to stay involved here and continuing to learn, and to see the strides that have been made with Canadian soccer right now, going to the World Cup again, the group of players, the work that's been done by the coaching staff there, you know, and then seeing all those older guys that were there that night with the last game when they did qualify, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Canada,
so,
Jamaica.
You know,
yeah.
Just being involved and giving back, and, you know, I still have opportunities. I'm working with older teams here, but when I have opportunities to work with under sixes, sevens, and eights, and the joy and the passion that's on those little kids' faces, it keeps us young. It's an awful lot of fun.
It could also be have a few of them as drummers because of the enthusiasm tonight.
Yeah, they were down, but you know what? They were set up in the wrong end.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, true, but they're noisy enough. Yeah, they kept it going. This is important that this is a full year. But they're going to do, they're puffed up to 22 teams, nothing wrong with that. But they are going to do we'll call it a brand split. They're going to have a first and a second. They're going to split the division. So how important it would be for your program and the cities and so on to survive the top 12?
Yeah, well, that's a new model. So for 2024, and it's a model that's used fairly extensively in the world, not so much in North American soccer, but it sure puts a different perspective on owners and getting involved there. So, and we have, the years that Derby has been in, we've been in mid-table.
Yes.
So we are looking to be the best that we can be. And I think what we have this year is a good mix of some older senior players and some younger players coming up and through. And as the years go, of course, we transition them out. But the importance of those older players is invaluable in any coaching staff. They'll let you know that. So we are looking for that top division. Yeah. And as far as it is right now, from the board of directors, that's what we're aiming for.
Are you going to lose some players with, Les Sigma was saying, the university players are coming back to their team like within 2 weeks, but then they'll be leaving in August. Do you have that same situation?
We have just a couple that are in that situation, and, you know, that'll be an ongoing thing, and that's why I think the dates of this league have been adjusted since the league first started in 2014, because I think an objective of the league is to give that up-and-coming collegiate university player an opportunity to play 8 or 9 months of the year. And there was overlap, and what happens, the players get broken. Players get broken. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. I've got a lot of work to try and catch every coach in the league, but this was a good first night. And I'd like to thank, a former hero of mine, Jance Kramer, for having such a long talk with me tonight.